Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grillmate Seasoning.
With May and Williams, you have two guys who are really talented. As Mel said, you know, Caleb had a good year a year ago when he won the Heisman Trophy. Not as good this year. Dre was, ACC Player of the Year 2 years ago. Had less of a year this year. I think you see guys who are young that need a lot of development. You look at Penix, you know, he's had a whole career in Indiana and then Washington. Bo Nix, Auburn, and Oregon.
Jaden Daniels,
you know, has Arizona State. He went back to school, had a great year this year, won the Heisman Trophy. So those guys that have had a full career, McCarthy coming out a little bit early, but he had the year in prep school. Like, those guys have had, you know, good full college careers, and I think they're just ahead of these kids who have a lot of talent, but they really need a couple more years. They're not going to get it in college. They're going to get it in the NFL.
This is the up.
Bill Belichick on with Pat McAfee and a Mel Kiper impersonator last night. This is what Bill has been reduced to. We have more thoughts on this coming up. But, Mego, you agree with that analysis?
I do, in part. Like, I don't think it's perfect. I don't think it's across the board that staying in college longer makes you more prepared. Like, Bo Nix has been, Arkansas guy, has been in college forever.
Yeah.
Probably has
guy's a got
PhD
a law degree.
At this
exactly,
point.
Yeah.
And I don't think that
it's
he's
Dr.
like
Nix to you.
The best prepared quarterback, but I do think that I definitely think it applies in the case of Drake May. And I use the comparison of comparing him to the guy who went right above him, who basically leapfrogged him in the draft, in Jaden Daniels. He's got twice as much game experience. He's a little bit older.
Okay, so Bill was poo-pooing Caleb Williams there too.
Again, like I said, I don't think it's a blanket statement.
No, I don't think you agree with that part necessarily, or maybe you do, but I that wasn't what I was saying. You agree with the experience. You're putting a little more emphasis on experience than certainly I am.
I think experience will really help Drake May, and that's why, like, I'm also open. And I asked Orlovsky about this. It was hard to get through because of the barnyard circus he was in. That is the draft. But I think that experience will help Drake May a lot, but it has to be constructive to fixing some of the flaws in his judgment and what he sees on the field and how he reacts.
Yeah, I think the best way to fix it is to play, is what I think, and maybe I'll be wrong, but I think the best way to fix it and learn is to play. I don't think you learn anything by sitting.
But there is the interesting point that Orlovsky made was that you revert to these habits because you're trying to get yourself out of a jam, and I'm sure that's true for a lot of people. I'm sure that for a lot of guys, that's the instinct, or sometimes you start doing crazy stuff, like throwing across the field the way that Mac Jones did. Like, the fear, the panic, and everything takes over. And you can say, okay, well, that's just a crappy makeup for a quarterback who you take at 3. Mm-hmm. So you should find that out now. But maybe you don't get to that, you know, maybe he develops behind the scenes and he comes in more of a smooth operator.
Yeah, again, I don't know how much developing there really happens behind the scenes. I think it's a nice thing to say. I don't know how much that actually happens. I think you learn by playing, and, you know, we'll see. I hope he's playing week one, and by the way, I think he's going to play week one. That's what I think. One text quickly, because I've been meaning to get to this, at 37937. It's been a while. I set this aside early in the show, but it flabbergasted me after Mego and I came on very complimentary of Drake May. This show is so damn negative. Normally, I wouldn't even blink an eye at that comment. The Pats could go undefeated, and you'd still find a way to find faults. True. Is anything right for Jones and Christian? I like the pick.
Jones has been doing backflips all day.
I feel like I was the first one on the Drake May bandwagon. I know the day I moved him up ahead of Caleb Williams as the number one player in the draft when Caleb Williams sobbed on mommy. And Arcan's the one who hates it. So don't lump me in with Arcan, text line, or anybody else out there. Yes,
yeah.
Generally very negative. And yes, they could go undefeated and I would nitpick it. All true. This pick I like, though.
I'm negative on this, and I'm outnumbered. I mean, I'm the one fighting the uphill battle here, so this is a weird day to say that the show's being very negative. Well, obviously.
The texter didn't say that today.
but yeah, that's weird. That's weird that you're getting that today when you two are very...
The girl talks is melodramatic.
It's true. You guys are very excited about this. I'm not. I admittedly am not. I don't think it's going to work out, but you guys are very pumped up for this, so I think this is a weird time to say that.
Yeah, just don't let me in with Arcan. Hater. It's looking for clicks, Mego. That's all it is.
Yeah, he's trying to get those clicks through talk again
exactly.
That we've heard so much about.
Working
and
on
quite
it.
Frankly, I think it's pathetic. I think it's pathetic and transparent of
Seriously,
Arcan.
It should be beneath you, Arcan, is really what it should be.
I just love the clicks. I love the clicks. Nothing. That's why I get up in the morning is for the clicks.
The commander of the clicks. 617-779-7937. Let me hear a little more Bill Belichick here. This is Bill on another prospect. J.J. McCarthy doesn't like Drake May, loves J.J. McCarthy.
There's a lot to like about McCarthy. I mean, it gets tough. He's a great leader. You know, he's an alpha guy. Players love him. His teammates love him. And he makes a lot of good decisions. You know, he really helps your team. I think he'll work well with the Vikings. And, you know, I think, Coach O'Connell will do a great job with him. And he's got some good players to work with, especially, you know, Jefferson. Here he is. I mean, there's not much to not like about McCarthy. I mean, one thing is the question is his weight. You know, he
made
it to 202 and then 219. You know, he's somewhere in there. You know, we'd like him at 219, not 202. But, again, this guy's got a quick release. He can get the ball out. He reads coverage as well. He's just got a lot more experience than,
And they huddled up, too, Coach. Is that a big deal? Like, I know.
God, why'd you cut him off? Who was he going to say?
I thought he was going to say Drake May, yeah.
Oh, it's annoying. I'm sorry.
I'm not surprised.
These questions
can't
wait.
Just real quick.
No, it gets confusing.
Hearing that from Bill doesn't surprise me. What is Bill like? He likes a system quarterback.
No, I agree.
Right? That's why he doesn't like Drake May. That's why he went on that whole thing about, well, he's not ready and he's not going to be ready. He's not ready for the Patriots system, which we don't even know what that is right now. They're building that up from the ground up, so who knows what that's going to be.
This is a great point.
Bill likes a system quarterback. That's what McCarthy is.
Right. When Bill says he's not ready, what does that mean? Bill doesn't trust a toolsy player. He wants somebody who's going to buy in.
I also think he's saying that he doesn't know how to read defenses and he's going to throw a lot of picks and that would drive Bill up the wall.
Okay. Well, he thought Mac Jones was NFL ready and he threw a ton of picks. And so...
Well, his first year he was.
Yeah,
he worked in that system.
Meh.
They got to the playoffs.
Yeah, overrated. It worked, I guess, as a
it
team.
It worked to a point.
It's a lot better than the other alternative.
No, true. But I'm just telling you, I don't put a lot of stock in Bill's quarterback analysis. I don't. I wanted to hear it. I was interested in what he had to say, but it was mostly about his agenda. I knew he was going to rip Drake May. I knew he was going to rip whatever the Patriots did because I think rightfully he's got an axe to grind against the Krafts right now. I don't blame the Krafts for firing him. They should have fired him, just to reiterate my stance on this. I'm not crying for Bill being out of a job. He definitely shouldn't have had a job here. I would have fired him 2 years ago. Never mind this past season. Of course, he deserved to lose his job in New England. But what the Krafts have done since is embarrassing. And so Bill has an axe to grind, and I get that, and he wasn't going to compliment their pick. Fine. I was curious to hear that and hear him lash out, and I knew he was going to rip whatever they did. I put zero stock in Bill on analyzing quarterbacks. He hates Josh Allen. Josh Allen is probably the second-best quarterback in the NFL.
Not now, as he said.
No. He claims
now,
not to hate Josh Allen.
Because
I think he knows how ridiculous that sounds. But I think deep down, Bill doesn't like a quarterback like Josh Allen. A toolsy quarterback who will make some mistakes and plays outside of structure because Bill thinks it's all about system and not about players. And I think Bill believes that. And J.J. McCarthy is ready to fit into a system. He played in a system in Michigan. Bill doesn't know how to coach someone like Drake May.
Bill doesn't know how to coach someone like Caleb Williams, which is why he doesn't like them. He knows how to coach someone like J.J. McCarthy, and it's laughable when he talks about all of J.J. McCarthy's experience. That's laughable. He has the same amount of games played as Drake May. The reason he gives him more experience is a year of prep school, is what he said separately last night. And so
I actually think that's authentic because I think he cares a lot about prep schools.
Yeah, because, you know, you can go play lacrosse somewhere at PG after you graduate high school. And so I don't think J.J. McCarthy has any more experience, and I don't care about the experience anyway. Bill doesn't know how to coach someone like that. He doesn't know how to coach someone that's that individually talented and can play outside of structure. He wants to coach a guy who's going to buy in on the system and play within structure. And Caleb Williams and Drake May don't do that, so he doesn't like those players.
At the risk of being mean and negative, when he said J.J. McCarthy was tough, like, maybe he is. Sure. Like, probably he is. Okay? Like, but for an NFL, for now an NFL quarterback, I look at what J.J. McCarthy has gone through, and it doesn't, like, scream the first thing that I describe him as, like, that's a tough guy. Like, yeah, you can say that he's very composed. Absolutely. That's probably the first way that I would describe him. That's a composed guy. Like, he doesn't screw up a lot.
Yeah.
But it's, like, tough? That's just a weird thing to throw out there.
Does J.J. McCarthy feel alpha to you?
Well, I don't know. There's different definitions
of that. When he's meditating nude in the end
zone. Thank you. When he's walking around barefoot and meditating nude, as you said, Arkan, does he feel alpha?
No. Sun salutation?
Not the word I would use for my view on J.J.
McCarthy.
Okay, so
who's the most alpha out of those three? If you're the alpha expert.
Out of which three?
The three quarterbacks who went last night.
Well,
the
six
top,
quarterbacks
I'm
went
saying
last
the
night.
Top which? Three. Who is the most alpha?
Daniels.
Yeah, I would say Daniels as well.
I think I feel that way, too.
Okay. Heisman
well,
Trophy winner.
Well, then we all agree. So yeah. we all agree on what an alpha quarterback looks like. It's not J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, Drake's got something to say about that.
Yeah, if you're walking around with a sling blade.
We knew Arkan wouldn't say Drake.
Walking around with a sling blade, that looks pretty alpha.
Well, I went in there in the house, and I hit Jesse Dixon upside the head with it.
Poor Jesse Dixon.
You're supposed to hit him in the hands. That's how he catches. You don't hit him in the head.
Shrimp and potatoes. Let's go to Ben in the car. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, everyone. So a couple things that I think all signs point to Brissett starting the year. First of all, let's look at the over-under. It's like, what, four or something?
Yeah, so it's 4.5 either, wins, yeah.
So either Brissett starts, right, because personally I do think based on the data, like people who start behind a good quarterback, they end up being better. Brady, you know, Herbert started behind Tyrod Taylor. Who's the last rookie quarterback to win a Super Bowl? So what's the point, right?
Okay, well, you know, so they have to win the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, what are we talking about? I'm sorry, that's a high bar for me.
Tyrod Taylor's good? What was that? What was that call? Yes, Mego?
We have an update from Jordan Schultz on the 49ers receiver situation.
Oh,
it's not a good one. Sources, while the 49ers have listened to calls on all-pro wide receiver Deebo Samuel, sources say the Patriots and Bills are considered highly unlikely to trade for him.
Okay.
God damn it!
Maybe that means they're getting Ayuk. I never, they're not trading for any receiver. Never mind these San Francisco receivers.
Surprise the Bills. They're not.
That to me is more interesting because I thought the Bills might be in play there. That's true. Let's go to David in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So Jones, I want to rip you a little bit, okay? So I got a couple of questions, and please don't Google it. You should know these answers, okay? How many years has the NFL, when was the NFL was established?
The 1920. NFL? Yeah, I don't know. It was Super Bowl era was 67,
1920.
Okay,
there's been Super Bowl since 1967, roughly 50, up to 2020, that's 100 years, okay? And then 50 roughly Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 20 years,
it's
out of 100 years, 20 years was dominated by Belichick and the crew.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Well, hang on, David. Let me just correct that. It wasn't dominated by Belichick. It was dominated by Brady, but keep going. Yes.
No, I'm saying Belichick and the crew. Brady is that crew. Yes.
Yeah.
Brady more than Belichick.
I would word it differently, that. Yeah. Okay.
He's like turtle
and
on
and then, how many Super Bowls has he built? So the fact that Belichick, his comments that he made on J.J. and Drake May, you have to respect that because he knows what he's talking about.
I don't. He drafted Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett and a bunch of other bum-ass quarterbacks, so he lucked into Brady.
David Jones is Googling right now.
David, he lucked into Brady.
I'm sorry?
He lucked into Brady.
He made a decision to play him.
That was his doing. If he didn't do that, Brady wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
No, no, no. That's fair. He ultimately made the decision to go. Oh, wait. Did he make the decision to play Brady or did Bledsoe get hurt? Bledsoe got hurt. And then Brady went 5-2 and he stuck with Brady to his credit. But, like, I don't think that's as hard as people make it out to be. He went 5-2. And I'm not Googling anything. He went 5-2.
You were Googling the whole time. David, thank you for calling. Jones was Googling the whole time. He's not a man of honor.
Cheater, cheater, French fry potato eater.
So I don't understand the point. So I have to respect Bill Belichick on quarterbacks. Bill Belichick hates quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like Arcan with quarterbacks.
He drafted Kevin O'Connell. He was like out of the league in a year. He drafted the late Ryan Mallett. You know, he's drafted so many quarterbacks that didn't work out.
And they didn't need to work out.
No, well, that's fair, but like,
weren't going to start ahead of Tom Brady. So.
What's his track record on quarterbacks? Bill's very good at finding guys who can like be a backup in the league. He's good at that. How many franchise quarterbacks has he found?
One.
And number one, I don't really know that it was his pick in 2000. I think that was the late Dick Raybine's pick.
People
in
say
2000.
That. People have said that.
So I don't even know that he picked him, and he definitely didn't choose to play him in week two against the Jets and start him week three. Bledsoe got hurt. That was not Bill's choice. 617-779.
There's a documentary about this.
Yes, no, there is.
You may have heard of it.
779-7937.
I find it biased.
What's coming up in Megsplaining, Mega?
Well, it's Friday, so we're going to sit down to the Relationship Roundtable, which is when our listeners reach out for advice on their love life. And we just are giving back to the community, and we give you answers.
Okay, that's next, right after Trending.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Follow the socials at Jones and Mego.
Check it out in the Jones and Mego page as well. You can vote in the big Q in 2 and then see Arcan's AI renderings of Mego bathing in a chicken pot pie with Marcus Smart.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
I think people out there, because of the perception, is crafts are cheap. Crafts aren't going to do that. Listen, they do have to get to the salary cap floor.
Yep.
And they have, that's 90%. That's $200 billion. The cap is $225. I think that they would do this. For instance, you know, J.J. McCarthy has been talked up by Jim Harbaugh ceaselessly throughout this draft process. The Patriots, I have on good authority, said, you know what? Why don't you just call the Chargers and see if they'll trade straight up. We'll take Justin Herbert. You guys can have J.J. McCarthy. And the Chargers said, no, we're not going to do that. But that does indicate that the Patriots are more than willing to go out and spend the dough. Of course it's interesting.
That's a really good nugget.
Is there any higher form of flattery than Burt Breer approving of your nuggets? I can't think of anything better than that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. If my nuggets were ever going to be approved, I would want Burt to approve.
The only way it could have been made better was, that's actually interesting.
To go out and spend the dough. Of course it's
that's a really good nugget.
As a woman in sports media, that's one I get a lot. It's actually a good point. It's actually funny.
I think everyone, you think that's a woman, you think that's a female thing? I think everyone gets that a lot.
Some more than others.
You think that's just a female thing?
I think it's a me thing.
You think it's a you thing?
Yeah, I think it's this particular woman. Because some people get like, that's a great point, Courtney. And some people get, it's actually funny, Mego.
I don't know. Interesting. Okay.
You just did it again. Interesting.
Interesting.
It's actually interesting.
I didn't say actually interesting. I said that's interesting.
I don't think
it is interesting.
I was
uninteresting.
I was called actually.
Shut up, Arkan.
I was called actually funny earlier today.
That was a joke. That was intentional. Mm. That was not me just like carrying on the show.
And so that's Bert. On Tommy Curran's report that the Patriots called about Justin Herbert, which I do find to be eye-opening in that they really want it out there that they're calling on players now. They made it clear they called on Deebo Samuel. They made it clear they called on Justin Herbert. And to me, that feels like the Patriots, and I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. It feels like they're pushing that out there, which, fine, good reporting by Tom. Schefter had it last night. Who had the original Deebo stuff today? Was that Josina Anderson?
Yes.
And I think Giardi had it locally. And so, good reporting. I'm not saying they didn't call. The Patriots are now making sure everyone knows they called on these players because I think they know they look foolish for not calling on Keenan Allen. And they got pantsed on that one. And look, if they're going to lay it on a little thick that we called about this guy, I'll take that over not calling. So it's progress, but do I think there were any, like, real negotiations on Justin Herbert? I don't. I hope they called, and I'd be interested on acquiring Justin Herbert. But it also speaks to a lack of conviction on Drake May, who they took third, if they're calling around on Herbert.
I don't think it does. Or if it does, I think it's a reasonable lack of conviction. Because the way that that Drake May has been projected and talked about is somewhere between Herbert, Josh Allen, if he's reaching his ceiling. And so if you can go and get the actual Herbert instead of the guy who might be Herbert, then I think you take the chance of he might be better than Herbert and you can just bring Herbert into this awful situation.
Yeah.
Like I would make that call. I would make that decision too. And I love Drake May.
And I like Justin Herbert, but he's never won anything to Arkan's point. Mm-hmm. And
that doesn't mean he's not good right now.
No, I agree, but he's not exactly Mahomes is my point.
No,
he's not a perfect prospect.
Okay, are you going to let perfect be the opposite of good?
No,
or great?
But if Drake May is Justin Herbert, that's good.
That's great.
Is it?
Yes.
Josh Allen
and hopefully you can support him better than the Chargers have supported.
Josh Allen would be great.
Has supported Herbert out there. I think if he's Herbert, that's great as we stand
then
here
what's
today.
Allen?
What's Allen? That's a freaking home run.
Yeah.
I almost swore.
And so to me, I do think there's some gradations there.
I don't think he's going to be Allen. I think that Allen is like a really, it's a really tall task to put on him.
No,
like, I think that's kind of unfair.
Me too, but that's a comp. And so that's a high-end comp, a super high-end mm-hmm. comp. But if you think that's somewhere in his range of outcomes, like Justin Herbert will not be Josh Allen, not in his range of outcomes anymore, could maybe that. Yeah, and so I do think it speaks to, on some level, a lack of conviction in May. It doesn't mean you hate him, but if you like Herbert better, and Herbert is what, quarterback 6 through 10
yeah.
in the NFL? Not a top 5 quarterback, I would say, if I'm just ranking it off the top of my head, then I think that tells you a little bit about how they feel about May.
Yeah, I think it means that they see the floor is lower than maybe you guys do on May. Like, the floor is like...
lava.
Who's the guy who got drafted by the Jaguars? What the hell? Blake Bortles. Like, you know, like somebody like that.
I was about to say Lawrence.
Yeah,
Bortles.
Like okay. Bortles, you know, who was a high pick and he was a big, strong guy with a big arm. And I was Central Florida where he went. Like, you know, not a big time program, but still, that was a guy who was drafted in the lottery and ended up not working out. And I think that, you know, you sort of look at those and some of the other guys. If they really believed that he was going to be on the high end, then they wouldn't have entertained all this stuff.
I mean, that's what I think. And it doesn't mean they hate Drake May, but like this idea that like we're so locked in and he's a franchise quarterback. If he's a franchise quarterback on a rookie deal, you're not going to give up on that and call around on Justin Herbert if you're totally sold. And it's okay if they're not totally sold. Like, I like him. I can't say he's guaranteed to hit. So they're calling around. They were shopping the pick. They were listening on it. Despite some pushback from Elliot Wolf, I don't think they're fully convicted. I think they're now telling you they're fully convicted to sell the pick. Paul is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you for taking my call. Let me shut you off. Hold on. Yep. So here's the thing. I think it's a great deal. I think it's a great pick. You'll never see one for 6 years, number three pick. There's just something smarky about the guy, Drake May. And Ted Johnson said that maybe he didn't think he was coming here, maybe to the New York Giants. But I'll tell you right now,
the kid is legit. Don't get me wrong, but he's not going
to
stop.
So McCarthy, did he say McCarthy or did he say May? McCarthy's the one who said he was going to the Giants. Is that what he just said?
There was a thing about May maybe wanting to go to New York.
Yeah,
about that.
Oh, this
May,
is a report?
May, I don't think it was really a report, but May met Dable, and the two got along so well that he thought, like, wow,
Ted,
what a great
Ted
place.
Was talking about it last night.
I know, but what, but like,
did he say Smarky?
Did he hear that, or is that like a report? I hadn't read.
I don't know exactly, but okay. I know Ted Johnson was talking about it.
So J.J. McCarthy straight up said he thought he was going to the Giants. Like, that I'd have a problem with if I were the Vikings and drafted him.
Yeah.
Like, I'd feel a little weird about that.
Well, also, like, it makes me think that if Drake May isn't thrilled about landing here, he's going to be a smart quarterback because it's not a great situation out of all the situations he could land in.
Yeah, and I don't think he was quite Jaden Daniels, like, you know, complaining about it. But I hadn't seen this Giants report. If I see it, I can let you know. Scooter is in Portland. Go ahead, Scooter.
Yeah, hey guys, big time fan.
Thank you.
Two quick questions.
Man,
no problem. Is it in the second round, if he's available, is it obvious that we go for Mitchell, or do you guys have a player you like better? And knowing how the first round went, would you guys rather have Drake May or McCarthy and the 23rd pick if you could go back in time?
I would rather have Drake May. Mego would rather have Drake May. Arcan? McCarthy, right?
Yeah, probably. Okay.
McCarthy in the 23rd is
what
you want?
Yeah, he would rather have traded back and gotten McCarthy in the 23rd.
Or I do Penix.
I don't particularly like A.D. Mitchell, but at least they'd be getting a receiver, which I would sign off on. Mega wants a tackle at 34. I like Keon Coleman at 34. You do like Mitchell, right?
Yeah, I like Mitchell. There's other guys that I sort of like, too. I like McConkey. I like Coleman. I like Franklin. They might like Walker, you know, because he was a North Carolina kid, so maybe that's someone worth considering, too. Maybe not that high,
yeah,
but
probably
in the third round or something. So, yeah, there's still a lot of talent. Still a lot of talented wide receivers, or at least, you know, guys who did well in their combines.
You can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. You can also jump in line for Rich Keefe, quick sprint, up to the Red Sox and Cubs tonight on WEEI. Meantime, we got the relationship roundtable in Megsplaining with Megan Donnelly.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Megsplaining.
Megsplaining.
I thought about maybe not doing this today because it's like, oh, it's such a big time with the draft going on and there's this great pick that we're going to spend all day talking about. But then I said, whatever. We spend the rest of the show talking about that.
Appointment listening.
We need to help the people
Fridays
out.
Fridays, people want relationship advice.
Yes.
Okay, so should we dive right into it? This
yes.
is the relationship roundtable.
Relationship roundtable.
Is that... Sorry.
So helpful.
Was that the first question? Should we dive right into it? That was the first relationship advice?
I say always. Hey, it's up to you, two consenting adults. If you ever want to send in a question for advice, it's at MegaWaffles22 on Instagram with 1G. Here's our first question. This comes from Max. This sounds a little dicey.
Oh, good.
What do I do if I don't like how my fiance dresses?
You keep that to yourself for the rest of the relationship is what I would say. When you hire a divorce lawyer, then you can bring it up. But in the meantime, I would say keep that to yourself. Right? Is there any way that goes over well?
Is this a man writing this?
Yes, Max.
Yeah.
Doesn't like that she dresses too suggestively?
All
like,
it
do
says
we have
is
any sort
what
of
do I do
here?
If
hey,
I
honey.
Don't like how my fiance dresses? So we don't know if that's suggestive, if she's just like
plain
sweatpants
Jane?
All
yeah,
the time,
right.
which
hey,
some guys like that, whatever.
Hey, honey, but, you know, I really love you and I can't wait to marry you. You have no style. How does that go?
Well,
over?
I don't know if it's like to say you have no style would be extremely specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I hate the way that A-line dresses drape on you. I don't
think
it's like
buy her
that.
Clothes then. Buy her clothes that you want her to wear for her birthday or something.
Have you ever bought Cindy clothes?
No, but
I don't even know.
I don't have any problems with how she dresses.
I don't
dresses.
Even know how to. I wouldn't even know where to start to purchase clothes.
If it's like a big problem for the guy, then that's. I mean, that's one way of doing it that doesn't make you look like a jerk.
Okay, so let's say it is suggestive.
Mm-hmm.
Is that? I mean, is there any way that? Have you ever been in a situation? Can you imagine yourself in a situation? Because you already answered it, Arcan, where you'd say, "Honey, it's just a little bit all out there," and I feel a little.
Honey, put the girls away.
Yeah, or it's That's, like...
That would not happen to me, no.
You know?
I would encourage it.
Booty.
Put it back in the dam,
Booty.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say...
pop them out.
Go ahead and bring that up.
Let
I wouldn't even dream it. Wouldn't even dream of bringing that up to Kathleen, no.
I don't think anyone's ever commented on how I dress. I mean, except like when I'm
we
going
do
to
behind
the,
your back. Well, I'm saying a significant other.
Except when I go to the gym, I get made fun of a lot because I wear the most disgusting clothes, like really long old lacrosse shorts that look like basketball shorts and like a ratty t-shirt, and it's disgusting. And Mr. Who will be like, whoa, hot girl workout. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Okay. So Mego is secretly Max writing in.
I think if I went to the gym in like, you know, a push-up sports bra and like booty shorts, he'd be like, so who's at the gym?
Right.
It would be really weird.
How would you like to be told that you don't dress
well? Yeah, how would that land okay? There's no way to do it.
Well, it would depend. If I was like wearing, I don't know, like if I wasn't putting any effort in, maybe it would be like, hey, why don't we go like shopping together? I know you love that boutique. Like if you're going to tell me I don't dress well, then you better be paying for my new wardrobe.
Yeah, right. Well, that I've done. I've gone shopping with Kat and just paid for it.
But you haven't been like, hey, Kat, let's go to Nordstrom. No, you love Nordstrom.
No, it's been the other way around. Kat's been like, we're going to Nordstrom. I'm like, I guess, whatever.
So why is it okay for women to do that with men? Because I do that with Mr. Who. Sometimes I'm just out and I just buy him stuff.
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, because I don't care.
Right.
Dude, look, everything I wear, I haven't bought any of this. Look at what I'm wearing. I haven't bought any of this. So, like, I don't know. Clothes are just in my drawers. I don't even know how they got
Guys, that's why I've got you shirts for Christmas, because I think you have atrocious style.
And what did Arcan do with that?
And mine is somewhere.
Somewhere.
It's somewhere.
So rude.
I cannot find it.
But why is that? It's a good question. It's kind of reverse sexism.
Okay?
It's kind of reverse sexism. I think we're...
Yeah, we need a man's march. That's what we need.
I want to be objectified.
We've been oppressed and we're objectified. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Being a man's very difficult.
Yeah, I agree.
No one ever talks about it.
Seriously.
What else we got?
This one is like very broad. So I'm going to
That is a
wonder...
Oh, I'm sorry. You meant like...
I'll just call him I, because it's a distinct name on Instagram. I wants to know. It's not me. It's the...
Yeah, that's confusing.
Yeah, you want to know.
I'll call him IS. IS says, if I lack confidence, am I doomed forever in the dating world? How do you date around if you lack confidence?
I don't know. Sooner or later, you'll find somebody. I wouldn't worry about that too much. But yeah, you're probably SOL for a while. How old are you? That's what I'd want to know. How old are you? You're in your 20s. You're screwed. But, you know, wait till you hit your 30s. You'll be in a better spot.
I think the key to this, if you lack confidence, is to try to meet someone through mutual hobbies. Like, you can only meet somebody, either go out and join, I don't know if it's like Volo now or BSSC, you know, like the sports, you join a kickball league, and then you can kind of build a friendship through that, and hopefully you don't get friend zoned because that's a whole other
thing. Hitting on your teammates.
Yeah, that's what kickball leagues are for. They're for banging.
Is that right? That's what people do
what
in kickball?
I didn't know that existed until just a second.
Let me tell you,
Mego
said this kind of true. When I was on a co-ed softball team when I was single, and
you know what? Yeah, what was that for?
Yeah, you know what?
She's not totally wrong.
She's not totally wrong. Fair point.
Yeah. I missed that.
I'm here for my heart health.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, nothing went anywhere for me, but that was part of my motivation. Yeah, good point.
So you do that, or if you're into, like, I don't know, Magic the Gathering, because you sound like a guy who lacks confidence, maybe you go find some weird bar where they do Magic the Gathering every Tuesday night. I'm sure there's a bunch out in Boston, and then you can find some weird girl.
Watch Chronicle for 2 minutes. They've done stories on several of them.
Is that true?
I'm dead serious.
Love that for Chronicle.
I think the solution here is you're going to have confidence problems if you're like punching up out of your league. So punch down. You know, go out hogging. Try. That's my advice.
Disgusting.
It's not disgusting. No, it isn't.
It's disgusting to call it hogging.
Well, whatever. It's an expression. It's, you know,
is
I don't
it?
Mean you're actually...
Mego, you said put it back in the dam, so I'm not interested
so,
in
whatever.
What's classy in your opinion.
But no, I think there's something to that.
Here's what we got to do. What do they say in the
40-year-old
version?
Date people who will be happy to be dating you. It's an ego boost, and then you'll have confidence when you go out and meet someone you like. That's my advice.
My uncle was a hoe runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
A little hogging. With Bailey Zappi going out hogging.
Aw. I think, I mean, is Zapp's sticking around for Drake May?
I bet you those guys will be friends,
huh? I think they'll get along.
Those guys
will
be
really well.
Yeah, like Olmark and Swayman hugging after every game. Those guys are definitely going to be going out hogging together. I guarantee you that.
Zappy's getting married.
I meant like actually shooting hogs.
Do we have time for one more?
Yes.
Okay, this one's really quick. From PF, he wants to know, first date red flags. What is just one red flag when you sit down to a first date?
We're going clothes shopping.
Yep. I hate your style. That'd be number one. Red flag when you first sit down on a date.
I mean, the obvious one is like rude to a server.
Yep. So that's a
disgusting.
Great one.
Like to me, that's, I can't. Yeah. I can't deal with that.
So there's a first date? I was going to say, like, let me see, like, what friends and people like that are like, but I guess that's not a first date situation. Mm-mm. Mean to a server is a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. How about even just, we've talked about this before. What about, like, not even volunteering to pay for anything? Like, not that I expect
I didn't bring my wallet.
Yeah, not that
probably a red flag if, like, a guy does that.
No, I'm saying, like the girl in this situation doesn't even, like, pretend to be like, oh, you're going to pay for anything.
It's kind of entitled,
We've talked
right?
about this. Like, I don't expect
her to
actually.
You know, there's the hidden entitlement, but she needs to gesture.
Thank you. I just want the, I know you're not actually going to pay for it. I don't want you to pay for it. I'm going to pay for it. But just, like, the pretend effort of, like, I'm going to pay for this. Oh, we should split the check. Even just like that half-hearted, ooh, like pretending.
Another red flag, yeah. If he makes a joke of that's what she said, mm-hmm. I'm out. No, thank you.
Okay, you're out on that. Anytime she's on her phone, like, ooh, I got to go take a call. Too long in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because you think she's blowing up the toilet?
Yeah, or just hiding from you, one or the other. Yeah, stuff like that.
When they look very different from their profile pictures, if you're talking about online dating, that's a red flag.
Well, duh.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
That's a good one.
That's a very good
that's
one.
A big one. That happens a lot. You know, I worked all the angles
but
on
hang
my
on, but
you don't intend to go hogging. And
but
then
I was just
going
to say,
yourself.
If we're giving advice to the last person, though, if they show up and the picture doesn't exactly match, it doesn't matter. You're punching down. So
right,
matter.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah. You're about to get treated like a king.
This somehow became so sexist and disgusting.
It's not really. It could go either way. It could go to men or women.
Honestly, perhaps the best relationship advice given in the history of the city. Punch down and go hogging.
Yeah. Relationship roundtable.
What if they have a thick southern
because
accent?
Because couples therapy is expensive.
And keep talking about the big dig.
You know what? Ryan's right. Couples therapy is expensive. Just listen to Arcan's dating advice. I genuinely
your confidence problems will go away in a day.
Every Friday, I never know what Arcan's going to say, but it's great advice every single time in a relationship roundtable. I haven't heard better relationship advice than from Arcan each and every Friday in Megsplaining. I really haven't.
I'm going to start a blog. What do you think?
Move over, Meredith Goldstein.
Hogging and blogging.
Yeah. Bloggo and hoggo. That's Megsplaining each and every, each and every day. Relationship roundtable is each and every Friday. Here on Jones and Mega with Arkin. You can jump in line again. Quick sprint for Keith up to the Red Sox and the Cubs. 617-779-7937. We got Bet Roulette for the first time in days. We have Bet Roulette. Some picks for the weekend next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Asking the questions that you need answered.
How does this bra work again? Why are there so many clasps?
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
To the podium, to the commissioner, with the pick, Roger Goodell. Please talk.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May.
Let's go!
Quarterback, North Carolina.
Got him!
Got a quarterback, baby.
There we go. Drake May.
Screw your roster that's not ready for a rookie quarterback.
Very good.
I don't care.
Thank you, God.
After all that, after 3 months of breaking down what was going to happen, they did what I think most people wanted and kind of how we thought the draft was going to go. 1, 2, 3.
So the Boston Celtics are perennial contenders because they took Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in the 3rd overall pick.
Both number 3s.
The New England Patriots will return to glory because they just took Drake May with the 3rd overall pick.
I love it.
Now, I'm with Scheim on this. I also love that. Arcan, you didn't like that analysis from Andy Hart.
Not really, no. I mean, I like Hart. I like Andy. Well, you know, two guys in a different sport were drafted 3rd overall, so this is a great pick. Like, okay.
Arcan's a contrarian.
I think he was a little wrapped up in the emotion of the pick and, you know, it's getting a quarterback and all that. And that is someone who we wanted. But, you know, you can just talk about him instead
You're
of talking
stupid.
About the,
yeah. the Celtics, Andy. Jesus. Yeah, but I don't think it's – if they hit on a franchise quarterback, they are going to be contending for championships just like Tatum's contending.
Oh, that's a very profound statement. If they,
I thought it was a nice little idea.
If they hit on a quarterback, they'll be good. No kidding.
Okay, well, but I don't get your issue with it then. What's your issue?
I just thought the comparison to another sport with two guys in a different sport, which first of all was two players, not just one, that got him to that point. So you're going to have to go and pick in the top three again next year if you want to completely fulfill that analogy.
Yeah, he should have just stuck with Tatum. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So they need to bring Jaylen Brown into it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Didn't care for it.
If May's good, they're going to be contending for Super Bowls. I don't think that's crazy at all. And I wish they spent in free agency because I'd be sitting here telling you, I think they could be a playoff team. If they would have added Calvin Ridley, some help on the offensive line, just added to the offense in any way, and then they drafted a receiver tonight, I'd be like, hell yeah. 9 or 10 wins, C.J. Stroud in Houston, that's the model, they can do it. And go.
No, I got to say, I think it's going to take me, it's going to take me a while to recover from today's show.
Why is that?
Because today's show, some point in the 4 o'clock hour, just went completely off the rails and we never recovered.
I think it happened earlier.
That's what kickball leagues are for. They're for banging. For the record, I've never been in a kickball league.
Oh. I've never been in a kickball
league.
You
seem to know a lot about them,
but you know what?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows about them.
You know what? Co-ed.
I didn't know they existed until just now.
You know what? Co-ed softball. I mean, you know, I hear you. Never did kickball, though. Let me see. Oh, so Drake May should play. Week one, in my estimation, though most of you are babies out there. How much did Drake May play in year one? I now have the lowest amount of agreement. 21% say day one starter. It's 21%, but it's the least. 21.1% say a split with Jacoby Brissett. 58%, that's held strong all day long, say he should be QB2 behind Brissett. You want to watch Jacoby Brissett all year long. I feel sorry for you people. You want to watch Jacoby Brissett all year. You don't want to see the number three pick.
They're just saying that now.
I do agree with that. If they're 0-3 in September, that poll will look very different. 617-779-7937. You can dial up Keith. Let's make some picks quickly and bet roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet roulette brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. We actually hit on one of these on Monday,
yes.
Believe it or not. Mego's back. Mego, let's keep it going.
Okay,
why don't you roll?
Let's do it. It's a four.
A four. All right. Well, that is now these odds are for today for a game tomorrow. Celtics -9.5 at Miami. Game three. Can the Celtics beat them by double digits, Mego? Or beat them at
yes.
all, really?
They should beat them by double digits. Okay, Celtics, it's time to wake back up. Make a statement. Look, it's a historic three-point shooting performance by the Heat on your home floor. You have to go back and redeem yourself. And so I hope that they make a statement. I hope it's more than 10. I hope it's like 15. Should get back up to the line where it's like plus 14, plus 15 for the Celtics. Yes.
All right. Mego likes the Celtics -9.5. Jones's role is a 6. That is the Cubs and the Red Sox tonight. Two of the best pitchers in baseball right now, Cutter Crawford and Shota Imanaga. It's a pick 'em, Jones. What do you say?
I mean, I want to say the Red Sox. I can't say the Red Sox. Imanaga's been too good. And I know Crawford's been very good as well. Give me the Cubs. It'll probably basically be a home game tonight. It's a pick 'em, so I'll take Chicago. Arcand hit the roof on his shot. What
airballed
was that?
It terribly. That is a 3, and that is the Timberwolves and the Suns. The Suns are favored by 5 in this one. They are at home. I do feel like they're due for a win, but I also think that the Timberwolves have got their foots right on their neck. So I'm going to say Timberwolves +5. I feel like that's 5 free points. I think Minnesota can win this game. So give me the Wolves +5.
Okay, add them all up. Minnesota by 5. I'm sorry, within 5. Celtics by double digits. I got the Cubs in a pick 'em +614. Is what that is. I very much like the Suns going into that series. And I've thought about it, taking out a future on the Suns. I did this with Golden State last year. Golden State fell behind 2-0 against Sacramento. I said, I don't believe in Sacramento. And I ended up hitting on that. Minnesota, to me, has looked too good. They've looked too good in that series to shy away from taking out a future on the Suns.
Anthony Edwards is going to be a top 3 MVP candidate next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I can
I
see that.
I believe it.
So I am not going to take out a Suns future, I don't think. Although, talk to me at 10
o'clock.
I missed
the boat on that.
What do you mean?
For this series?
Yes.
Yeah.
Has it gone back down?
I haven't looked at it, but I think you probably wanted to jump on it when they were down 1-0.
Mm-hmm. They're down 2-0 now.
Or 2-0. Yeah. Oh, never mind. I thought they won.
No, now would be the time to jump on it. Yeah, exactly. So, to me, Talk to me at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock me may have a different feeling on that. But again, plus 614 if you want to follow along in Bet Roulette. Stay tuned for Keith. He takes you up to Red Sox and Cubs tonight on WEEI. Should be a home game for Chicago. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Arcan, you on this weekend?
Yes. Sunday Mass, 11 o'clock. On
Sunday Mass, 11 o'clock. Tune in for that. We'll talk to you Monday at 2 on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market. Greatest gift for me, I don't know me. This song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
Excuse me.
Having some ice cream with Jose Iglesias?
Yeah.
We had tequila.
It is. Excuse me.
Tequila.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.